This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. You know, I'm being kind of suspicious. You're listening to this radio show, so you probably qualify as an exceptional American anyway. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, like I said, visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening in the world. If you have not heard, Justice Ginsburg will not sit for the Supreme Court arguments for the first time in 25 years or something like that. But Ginsburg, yes, that might give you a clue. She's 85 years old. She's the oldest of the Supreme Court justices. Looks like she will... She will not be, of course, returning. I shouldn't say of course. The speculation abounds, and I was part of speculative group of radio people talking last night. Now, we had a great call-in, 70-some people listening in for New California on the call. Twice a month, we have call-ins. We open up the lines and we do a conference call. We kind of bring everybody up to date and up to speed on what's going on with New California. We talked a little bit about the convention that's coming up, the convention which is coming up on the 26th in Roseville, California. I encourage people to go. It's historic. We'll be signing the Declaration of Independence, actually, by county. And we'll also be doing a bunch of other stuff legislatively, which is what we have to do. And it's going to be a very, very busy, busy day. To get all these things convened. Now, this is, an epic moment, I think, in American history, that New California State is coming alive. It absolutely is. You can watch it right. And again, this is the first time in the nation's history since 1861 that this has gone on. Hello? hello, you know, something that people need to kind of get a hold of. The narrative of New California is here to stay. And all these other, you know, organizations that are out there that are trying to form states, it's just not working because they're unconstitutional. They're on to the wrong step altogether. And I know that a lot of people are probably thinking, well, that's just not the case at all. But it is. It absolutely, sadly, it is. They, you know, they've gotten off onto other tangents and issues that have nothing to do with statehood. And everybody's finding out about it. That's the other thing, too. We're getting a lot of calls from those groups and organizations that are jumping ship and coming to New California. And you're welcome in New California, I might add, if you're in another organization trying to seek statehood, with open arms, because we know that we want the same thing. To quote many of the people, we all want the same thing. We're just coming over because you have it down right. And there's no animosity. I'm from one of those other groups, I know. And you know, you work really hard, and you want statehood, and that's what we're going to get. We're going to give it the best constitutional shot, and I believe we will absolutely achieve statehood. It'll be the 51st state. We're doing it right. It's a process, and we're in the process. Tomorrow, man, grievance number 50. Yo, yeah, number 50, and also we are going to the 15th 1 year anniversary for, guess what, the Declaration of Independence of New California, 1 year later. Talk about building history. 1 year later, we declared independence for New California. 1 year later. 1 year later. That's history, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a history now for New California and the New California State Movement. Anyway, I understand that we've had some, you know, still having some propagation issues with our website, Agenda 21 Radio, because we were hacked. Those of you that do not know, we were hacked and taken down for a couple of days. We're back. We're not going to back down from the stories and other things that we have up there. We did a lot of things with the Rinal Singh remembrance on Friday. We were down there in mass, in force, you know, yellow vesters all, to support our police and to support the family of Rinal Singh in Newman, California. It was a great honor to be there. It was a great honor to mix it up and talk to so many of the finest that we have, that especially in the Newman Police Department. There's 11 members of the Newman Police Department, and the 12th, of course, was laid to rest on Sunday. And to say that it wasn't emotional, I think that at certain points of that of what we saw, now we did not see the big thing, the big roll in Modesto. We didn't go there. We thought that our presence was better felt in the intimate environment of Newman. And that's where we made our stand as New California, to basically say we stand with Rinal Singh, we stand with law enforcement, and we stand for strong borders. Because really, when you take a look at this, it's very, very interesting to see how people like Jerry Brown have couched this and made excuses for himself and his governance as governor. And, of course, the introduction of SB 54, which we have roundly stood against here on Agenda 21 Radio, but also New California. Got to remember that we were the first to really bring public attention by way of our grievances to SB 54. Let's not forget that. It was New California by way of the grievances that stood against SB 54. And we were calling it at the time that it was against, it was a violation of Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is the Supremacy Clause. And it still stands today. When a state goes beyond the federal law and federal jurisdiction and starts to meddle in immigration, which is international borders, of course, then you got a problem. And that's exactly what the state of California has done. Now, they've fallen back on this thing. Well, you know, the law does provide for criminals to be turned over to ICE and so on. But that's not the intent of the law, of course. It never was the intent even before the law was made. No, they want sanctuary status for these criminals. That's what it's always been about. It has not changed one iota from when it was written. Although they want you to think it has been. And that's been their push. It's kind of interesting. People like Kevin DeLeon, who authored this as Senate Pro Tem of California, who authored this, been running away from it. Now, he doesn't want any interviews. And by the way, where was the state support of this? Didn't see Jerry Brown running around there at the officer Singh's funeral, did you? Oh, no, you wouldn't have. And you know why? Because he would have been run out on a stake. Trust me. He would not have been welcome. That's why he has always hidden underneath his desk. Remember when that happened, when the Orville Dam situation happened? We said that he was never to be found. He made a secret trip to the dam, but he never came out in public to support anybody there. I wonder why. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, for those of you that didn't get it, Ranil Singh was laid to rest. And when we went down there on Friday, quite an experience, quite an experience.
Best performance.
Oop, well, hundreds. This is what I love is when they don't have the right thing on. This has never seen this before. Obviously, they don't want you to know what's going on with this. We'll try and refresh this. We're trying to get the, here we go.
On the somber morning of January 5th, a memorial service was held for the Newman officer, Ronil Singh, at the Cross Point Community Church in Modesto, California. Just the day before, flags were waving in the city of Newman. Hundreds of people were waiting outside the West Side Theater in downtown Newman to say their final goodbyes to Singh before his casket left the town.
He was a very good friend. He did a lot for our town. He's going to be very, very badly missed.
Panetta has been living in Newman for 12 years. She was arrested 2 times by Officer Singh when she was on drugs. However, she's really thankful for that.
He helped me. He saved my life. It's because of Officer Singh that I'm doing very well today.
She is one of the many who stood in line to pay their respects to the officer and his family.
When I heard about it, I felt hurt. You know, a man doing his job and what happened to him that day for a traffic stop.
Singh, a native of Fiji who dedicated his life to law enforcement, was gunned down on duty early on December 26. The suspect, Pablo Mendoza, also known as Gustavo Perez Arriaga, an illegal immigrant and a gang member, was arrested on December 28. Mendoza was arrested twice before for drunk driving. However, California's sanctuary law prevented local authorities from reporting Mendoza to ICE.
Each time they could not let the federal authorities know that this person is illegal alien. Had they done that, he would not be here today. And Officer Ronil Singh would be alive today.
And we need to do more and strive more to deport them on the first crime they commit, not wait for a tragedy like this to happen. It could have been prevented.
The suspect is now in custody and is being charged with murder. However, the people of California don't feel safer because they know there could be more illegal criminals walking around. Michael Behrens has been living in Newman since 1996. He was shocked when he heard about the death of Singh.
I never thought I'd see an officer being shot in this community, and I think it's the first time that's ever happened.
Like other residents, he doesn't think the sanctuary law will prevent this from happening again.
I don't support sanctioned states at all because I think there's a lot of problems that come with that.
During the protest on January 1st in Newman, residents expressed their concern about border security.
So how are we going to stop that? And the best way to stop it is to make sure they don't get here. And one of the ways we'll do that, of course, is a wall.
To strengthen the borders, I'd absolutely go for it because in the end he was killed by somebody who should not have been here in the first place.
So will we see another Officer Singh shooting? Yes. I think that's pretty much guaranteed we'll see something like this again, and we'll see more angel parents until we stop this nonsense.
NTD News.
Wow. Tough stuff. Tough stuff. NDT News in, what I was shocked at, I was featured there. I'm like, oh, that was me. That was me. Anyway, shocking. Will we see another Ranil Singh? Yes, we will. And that's because they have put in play the lawlessness of what is now California. California is a lawless state. It's completely lawless. Now, a lot of people don't see it that way yet, probably because they have not been impacted yet. But soon you are going to be touched in California by these egregious laws, especially when it comes to criminals. Making criminals lawful, right? Making lawlessness acceptable. That's really what they're trying to do. You must accept lawless behavior. You must accept it. You must accept it. And, of course, that's not the case at all. You do not accept lawlessness like this. Yet we have a governor who gave us this. He's still governor until for a few more hours, Jerry Brown. Having served a third and fourth term, which, of course, he should never have done. Tweaking the Constitution, and, of course, this we've seen the manipulations of the Constitution by bringing Jerry Brown back for a third and fourth term. That all started back with a proposition in 1990, now, didn't it, Jerry? Just designed for you so that you would come back a little bit later. There's been a grand plan, obviously, to destroy the United States. And Jerry Brown's figured in it. And now what his legacy is lawlessness, leaving California in a state of lawlessness and poverty. Because that's what we have here in California, lawlessness and poverty. We're starting to, and again, the state that has the most welfare, the state that contributes the most to illegal foreign nationals, enticing them across the border, like what we're seeing right now, Jerry Brown helped set into motion, this is part of his legacy, this caravanning business. That's the way I see it. I mean, maybe some other people don't see it that way, but I certainly see it that way. I certainly see it that way. Until we form New California. New California will put an end to this, quote, nonsense, which is what it is. It's nonsensical. We will put an end to this nonsense. We will always remember Ranelle Singh. And for all of us from New California to the Singh family, thank you for your dedication. Sorry for your loss. Our thoughts and prayers, of course. That's why we showed up in such large numbers with our yellow vests on to pay tribute to Ranelle Singh and to everybody else in law enforcement that is out there protecting us from lawlessness. Now, I guess the bigger question is, what are we going to do about the lawlessness that's in the state capital of California? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to form a new state called New California. And we're well on our way to do that. Our process is in play. Grievance 49 was read there in Newman on Tuesday at 11 o'clock last week. This week, tomorrow, grievance number 50. State capitals, or excuse me, county seats throughout California will be reading the grievance. I encourage anybody to go to our website and get the grievance, grievance number 50, and take it down to your state capital, or your state capital. You've got states around there doing, states in the nation, reading the grievance at your capital steps or your county seat steps, which is basically your superior courts. We encourage people to do that. Be aware of what we're saying here in New California through the grievance process. This is our way to grieve what is going on in California. To tell the world what we're experiencing as people, as a United States citizens living in California. It's a tyranny. It's a monoparty system that's led by a tyrant, and soon to be a new tyrant in town, Gavin Newsom. Just a few hours away from me speaking right here, right now. Totalitarianism is on the march, and we've got to stop it. And we in New California have the formula by which that's going to happen. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. That was a short break, wasn't it? We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, may21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, now if you want to become a member of New California, you can go to the sign up. Yeah, the volunteer segment. You go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, click on the volunteers portion. In other words, right on the front page, the landing page, and you're going to come in for a landing now. When you go to newcaliforniastate.com, you're going to come in for that landing on the home page, and you're going to see it says right there, it says volunteer. It also says right above the flag, it says Third Constitutional Convention, volunteer, news, events, grievances, lodging, contact, map, and store. Stand your ground, conference call. It's got it all right there. Go to volunteers, click volunteers. And when you click volunteers, you come to a page that's all bright red, or it's actually wine color. It says New California State Volunteers. It says, welcome. Thank you for your interest in New California State NCS, a new state in development in exercising its U.S. constitutional right to form from the state of California. Please register as a volunteer. You go down there and you check your counties. By the way, Now that I'm here, I'm going to do some data collection on my own, see. Because what's happening is we get all these people that are signing up for them.
signing. You know, lots of people. And you'd be surprised how which counties are signing up and which ones are not. The big ones are signing up. Even San Francisco. Yeah, even Frisco. Yeah, people there. San Joaquin, San Luis, Luis Obispo, Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, wow. Shasta, of course. Even Siskiyou County, oh my gosh. Sonoma, Stanislaus, Sutter. Go on and on and on. All these counties. You just click on the little white button so where it says sign up and then submit and sign up. And you can sign up to become a volunteer for New California. Some people are signing up for the first time and they just have never been to the website. So we want to let you gain access to the website. You can see all the things that are going on. Some of the things that have been going on that we've been covering, though, you can see featured in the news section of the website. And, of course, Newman Police Officer Ronel Singh Memorial in Modesto. That was 2 days. That's a Saturday. It says a California police officer who was killed in the line of duty was hailed Saturday as a Fiji-born American hero who made the ultimate sacrifice for his adopted country. And at a funeral held for Ronel Singh, mourners remembered the 33-year-old. God, it was, I got to tell you, on Friday, like I think I said this in the other hour, it's kind of interesting because we were, you know, they brought him in at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they had at the theater there in Newman, and you could go in and you could pay your respects and so on. And a bunch of us were lined up from New California out there with our yellow vests on and so on. And in support of Ronel Singh. And the family members were walking around. Police were walking around. I had a chance to talk to a lot of members of a number of different agencies throughout the state and also the nation, which is kind of interesting. And certainly got my picture taken with three officers, officers of the finest officers of San Francisco, who are really wonderful. And they were part of the honor guard. You know, there's a special connotation to be part of an honor guard for somebody who's slain in the line of duty for an officer. And everybody was totally appropriate except for one guy from New York who was quite obnoxious, actually. And that's the only negative thing that really happened was this one guy from the New York honor guard from New York City's finest, right? New York PD. And it's really a shame because everybody else that was there from New York was absolutely superior. This guy was a jerk. Excuse me. I have to say that. When a jerk's a jerk, a jerk is a jerk, you know. And he was, I thought, being a little bit disrespectful to everybody in the whole scene. That's just what I was saying. Anyway, the story about Ronel Singh is a classic story that is repeated in this country all the time, and it's really the strength of our country, is that we have legal immigrants who come to the country and do it the right way and go through the process. Now, one of my functions back in the day as an adult ed principal and superintendent was to ensure that people that were legal and even illegal immigrants got the proper education they needed to perhaps turn themselves into legal citizens or to become citizens if you're illegally here. Now, you're saying, well, you're helping the illegals. Well, we're helping the reality check. We're helping the reality check of what is really going on here in the United States. If you're here illegal, you better do something about getting legal. That's my point. And people do. And I think I've told the story many, many times on this radio show about a number of people I've helped to become legal citizens in my career. And I treasure these moments. It's sort of a high point for me to see somebody get their citizenship. Because I helped them, you know. And, you know, we can do that. We can do that. And, of course, with Ronel Singh, he became a legal citizen. His struggle to become a legal citizen is one that's just epic. And serves to show everybody that our system does work. Our legal immigration system does work. And where it becomes dysfunctional or where they take advantage of it,
is when you have people that do things illegally and encourage illegal behavior. That's the problem, and that's what we're seeing right now at the border. That's why the president is so adamant about protecting the border right now, because he he realizes we are at threat. Now, keep in mind, the President of the United States, he has sworn an oath to protect and defend. And one of the things he has to protect and defend, of course, is what is going on at our border. In fact, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states just that. Three elements of the Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. One, the president has to guarantee to all of us and all states in the union a Republican form of government, a representative form of government. I'm singing this until I turn blue. I don't care. Because this is the core to the Constitution and to protecting and defending and what we should do about it. Article 4, Section 4. The president has a responsibility to protect us from invasion. And the third element, he has a responsibility to protect us from domestic violence. So right now, in California in particular, and by the way, look at your own state. Look what they're trying to do in other states, and look what they're trying to do. They're posing all these theoreticals. Let's take Reynolds versus Sims and expand it to the national level. Let's take and give California 12 senators as opposed to 2 they have now and take them away from other states. They say they're preserving federalism by leaving 1 senator in each state. There you go. Of course, that's not the way it works at all. California, if they got 12, would have 14 senators, would dominate the political landscape of the United States. That's a fact, just like what's happening right now in urban versus rural. The president of the United States has a responsibility, a duty, to exercise his constitutional authority to protect us and give us the protections that are found in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-50. That's 1-800. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra prices of $15 per pill or more?
On the somber morning of January,
less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Yeah, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Jerry Brown, downtown Jerry Brown, ABC News. I'm going to see if I can get the comments that he made. That's kind of interesting about the comments that Jerry Brown made. Liz Kreutz.
48 hours as governor. I want to start with really some news of the weekend. As we speak, Corporal Singh is being laid to rest.
Listen,
and the man
this.
Accused of killing him was in the country illegally. The San Jose County Sheriff has come out, you know, pretty critical of the sanctuary state policies that you signed into law in 2017. What do you make of that criticism? And do you think that perhaps a side effect of those laws is that more bad actors might fall through the cracks?
No, I don't think so. I understand the sheriff. I know him very well. He's a very good man, and this tragedy is terrible. But in this case, the individual had been arrested and actually convicted twice of driving under the influence. And there was a warrant out for his arrest, and no one picked him up. And he was arrested and brought into jail before the sanctuary law was even enacted. So ICE, the immigration people, could have gone out and gotten him. The police or the sheriff could have told the Immigration Service. And besides, so this is something that could happen in the future.
This is Jerry Brown blame shifting. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. You created the atmosphere, Jerry, and so did your administration, and so did everybody else. You cannot hide from this. Your hands are bloody again. With Rinal Singh. Created the atmosphere for law enforcement to fear for turning individuals over to ICE. That's really what happened. And yeah, law enforcement may have failed to inform ICE because ICE did not know. That's on your watch, Jerry. Let's not forget that. That's under your auspices. And clearly the environment, by you not denouncing cities and communities around the state for developing sanctuary state status for their cities, where were you in that? Well, you weren't there because you're obviously in support of it. So let's not try and run away from the responsibility that you have with Officer Singh and others, I might add, right? How many people have you killed, Jerry? That's your legacy, Jerry. That is your legacy. You know, I hate it when this happens, don't you? The Jerry Brown legacy. The Jerry Brown legacy.
Well, so much for Jerry Brown and his legacy. If I sound a little bit bitter, that's because I'm a little bit bitter. What do you think? Think that's a problem? Probably. It probably is a problem, don't you think? I mean, I just think that Jerry Brown, to try and be so disingenuous at this point in time, and especially with the case of Ranel Singh, I have a problem with that. I really do. I have a problem with that. And everybody and their mother should have a problem with that. Because Jerry Brown has been the worst governor this state has ever known, period. He's a leftist communist. His great friend the Pope just congratulated. His great friend the Pope just congratulated what? Just congratulated the 60-year anniversary of what? Of who? Guess who? Just congratulated communist Cuba's 60th anniversary. What is wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen? What is wrong with that picture? Well, what is wrong with the picture is that it aligns Jerry Brown with the Pope, who's a communist, with Fidel, the Castros, who are communists, a communist regime, and everybody else in the communist hinterlands. So when we say that Jerry Brown's a communist, we really believe that Jerry Brown is a communist, ladies and gentlemen. Because we are at the precipice of being in a communist state here in California. It's pretty obvious. It's absolutely obvious. And it's one that I don't think is going to go away anytime soon. I really don't. It's not going to go anytime soon unless California completely junks its entire system. Is it going to do that? No, it's not. It is not going to do that. That's why New California has to be formed, because communist California is here to stay for a long time until it reforms itself. And maybe communist California as a smaller state can reform itself quicker than if it would without being, in other words, being a larger state, a more awkward state. And New California will make a big difference, will make a big difference to this nation and certainly to California. You know, the whole notion of New California is not just to, you know, ingratiate and make New California great. It's also to make sure that the survivability of California itself. And right now, California itself is a failed state. Absolutely failed state. And I think everybody recognizes that. And it's really a failed state in part because of the 16 years of Jerry Brown. 16 years of Jerry Brown and his ilk. California has to reform its entire constitution. It'll take years before that happens. And everybody knows it, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe 50, 60 years. I don't think that's going to work in New California. Californians deserve better. That's why New California is here. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so Gavin Newsom is going to be brought in as governor of California today. Look for yellow vesters down there. Going to be an interesting day of brevity. It's going to be outside. I don't know how close people can get, but it's going to be outside. And I guess they're going to bring out the sunshine today. You know, the geoengineers out there that geoengineer all this disaster in California that brings us disaster capitalism and sniper weapons. Yeah, isn't that an interesting little wrinkle? Lots of things going on, and we're glad to bring it to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, like I said, check out newcaliforniastate.com. And if you want to volunteer, click on the volunteer button there and become a volunteer in your counties. You know, or if you're an expat out there and you happen to be in how about this expat that's in North Carolina? See, I remember as I look through the emails and so on, people want to sign up and get more information. So when they say, I used to live in California, now I'm in North Carolina, or I'm in Idaho. I'm in Idaho, which, you know, a lot of people live in Idaho. They love it. They think it's great, and they're glad to be there. But I'm glad to be here, standing my ground in New California, because I know that making a new state and giving hope to millions of people, the hope of freedom and liberty, is something that cannot be surpassed. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.